off the win in Game 3 of the series against third-ranked Arizona, prepping for their civil war here at Jane Sanders Stadium. It starts Friday at 6, running third in the Pac-12, 28-6 overall. Only 9 games left. Welcome in the head coach, Mike White. Coach, how you doing?
Good, thanks, Steve.
I was on the Oregon website, and I see Nikki Udrea taken in the draft. So this National Pro Fast Pitch League, I see Sheridan Hawkins is again a teammate of hers. Is this like what the top league of its kind in America? I got to confess to not being too well informed here.
Yeah. Well, it's a league with, I think 6 teams, and but it's really stacked. I mean, there's some great ball players in there. You know, probably one of the best pitchers in the world, Monica Abbott. Some of the Japanese players come over. A lot of Canadian players, Australians. So it really is kind of like an all-star league, even though it albeit not be as big as baseball, of course. But, you know, it's a great competition. It is quite an honor to be selected and to play in that league.
Interesting. Learn something new every day. So since we spoke last, you signed someone to a letter of intent, a JUCO player, Becca Schulte. I think top-ranked at that level. What kind of a player is she? And I think I was reading, who'd you say she reminded you of?
Courtney Seo. Just, you know, actually just the way she speaks and just, you know, she's tall and actually taller than Courtney. She's 6 foot and has the kind of range. Is right-hand hitter, not a left-hand hitter, but just her mannerisms and, you know, just the way she looks and everything else kind of reminds me of Courtney Seo.
Pretty strong compliment. By the way, Courtney also in that fast pitch league. We continue with Coach White. The Arizona series, they're such a strong team. Game one, you knew it would be tough. Their pitcher, Danielle O'Toole, 5-hit shutout. She's 24-2. What makes her so good and what was working for her on Friday?
Well, you know, last year we actually knocked her out of the game. You know, you beat her the first game 2-0, then knocked her out of the third game of the series. And the difference between this year and last year is that she's really developed her location. It's a lot better. It's a lot tighter. Throws a changeup more. And has got more of a curve and a rise going. So the curveball is the one that surprised us a little bit. We weren't really preparing for that pitch, and I think she jammed us up a little bit because she's throwing it like a backdoor, like into a lefty, so it breaks in, and we're getting quite a few called strikes on that. But I thought we hit her pretty well the first day, even though we had 5 hits. I think we had maybe 4 or 5 line drives. So I was happy with the performance. I thought that, you know, the luck didn't go our way. There was some close calls that didn't happen, and of course we hit some balls at people.
After that slugfest Saturday, you kind of needed Sunday, so let's fast forward to the 6th inning. Down a run, both Nikki and your 6th hitter, Lauren Linvall, hit homers. You're up 4-3. I know it sounds simple, but how much better did you guys feel heading back to avoid a sweep on a high note like that?
Well, a lot better. You know, obviously, you know, we haven't been able to practice being in 90-plus degrees weather, you know, so we haven't to last over 3 days. And, of course, Megan Kleist, it's always been a kind of a question mark for us is, you know, can Megan come back in the weekend and throw another good game? You know, the weekend before, of course, you know, she didn't quite last as well the second time out. But this time, I thought she pitched almost even better than the first night. Had a lot better location, used all her pitches, and you know, it was under pressure. We had a one-run lead in the 6th, and she 1-2-3'd him, and then you know, survived that little bit of a worry on the 7th inning.
Yeah, in that she gave up a run in the 1st, a leadoff homer in the 2nd, then her 3rd run in the 4th, and like you said, the 1-2-3-6, she walked the leadoff hitter in the 7th. At that point, are you given any thought to making a change? I mean, of course, she went 1-2-3, and the ball never left the infield, but was that going through your mind, or were you going to ride her?
Oh, I was going to ride her unless I saw something that was glaring. You know, she was still getting the ground balls. It was just a matter of we could make the plays. And, you know, to me, it seemed like her velocity was still there. So there was really no reason. At that point, I basically said, hey, it's your game to lose, you know, win or lose. And sometimes you have to do that and see what you have.
Yeah, well, she came across with the goods. Final thought for Oregon softball coach Mike White. I mentioned Civil War in town this weekend. After a couple of years, Laura Berg had that program moving in the right direction. I mean, they were in a regional last year, 24 wins so far this year. They won the series from UCLA and Stanford. What kind of challenges do these group of Beavers present?
Well, they're athletic. They hit the ball very well. Alicia Everett is really smacking it. Natalie Hampton's another power lefty. They have some throwers that can throw pretty hard. You can get it up there. So if they get ahead of you, it's kind of hard to come back. And they definitely have become a lot more athletic over the years. And as you can see, beating UCLA and giving Arizona a scare. Actually, they took them extra innings. They are very dangerous.
All right, Coach, I appreciate you being flexible. 6 o'clock Friday, 1 o'clock Saturday, Jane Sanders Stadium Sunday as well at 3, Monster Series with the Beavs. Always appreciate your time. Thanks, Coach. Best of luck in the Civil War.
Appreciate it, Steve. Thank you.
All right, take it easy.